From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the week.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
US market Friday down a couple of percent. They're working out we've got a second wave in some of those states.
Yeah, this coronavirus, it's a thing. We watched the US share markets fall on Friday night. It was almost 3% on the Dow Jones, actually 2.84% it fell in the end. So pretty solid fall, really. That's 730.4. The S&P 500 only down 2.4%. But look, it's come amid another sort of sharp rise in coronavirus cases in the US, and this sort of, I suppose, continuing downplaying of the situation by the US administration, and particularly their president. Now, they saw over 47,000 cases a couple of days ago, and at one stage they were sort of holding around 25,000, and it felt like it was sort of dropping to 20, but 47,000 cases, that's the biggest ever by a long way. 10,000 cases in Florida alone, 6,000 in Texas, big numbers in California as well. But it's not just about the US, Mike. Global case, if I look at the global cases, I mean, daily new cases steadily rising as well, almost 200,000 in one day. Now, I know I feel like I've been beating this drum for a little while, Mike, but it's sort of, we've got this constant reset in terms of thinking about when and at what trajectory we may see a return to economic normality. And I think right now it seems like we may have to reset the US case for lower levels of economic activity for longer. And I guess I look at us, our situation, and say, what does that mean? And what does it mean from an investment point of view? Well, I guess we have to wait and see whether we get a second round of response from governments or central banks. And in terms of equities, you know, we've seen in terms of share markets, we've seen the growth stocks rallying. Well, maybe we saw a little bit of a rotation back to value or defensive stocks. They've been out of favor. Obviously, border control might becomes more and more important, and it makes that Trans-Tasman bubble feel, it feels very hard, doesn't it? And we've seen a surge in cases in Victoria in the last few days as well. So it all just weighs on the length of time before New Zealand gets back on a strong economic footing, Mike. And for me, Mike, this week looks like we could get a bit of a pivotal test of the resolve of the share market rally that we've seen from those March lows. So it's a big week.
All right. End of the quarter, of course. Facebook. Now, this is interesting because you hear a lot of theory, a lot of talk around, you know, action and we're going to do this and do that. But this looks real, doesn't it?
Well, it is real at the moment. So, we're talking about Facebook. So part of the FANGs, the group of US stocks that are helping driving the share market higher. And we don't want Facebook to fall out of that, because the ANGs just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? So look, we've seen a big slump in the share price at the end of last week. It fell over 8% on Friday, and that capped off a week in which the share price fell 10%. What we're seeing is a growing revolt among advertisers. Now, my understanding of how this thing has transpired is that the snowball sort of started rolling when a group of six organizations, including a couple I haven't heard of, Free Press, Common Sense, have heard of the Anti-Defamation League, the NAACP, they called for Facebook advertisers to pause their spending on the social media platform. And this was response to Facebook's, I suppose, they feel, long history of allowing racist, violent and false content to, as they say, run rampant on its platform. The thing is, this has caught on. It started off, you had companies like Patagonia, North Face, they came on board. But over the weekend, the big end of town, the big hitters are really coming on board. Unilever, the giant multinational, they're not just going to pause. The original plan was to stop advertisers in July, but Unilever are not going to advertise for 6 months. They've pulled in Twitter as well, so they're not, and Instagram. But you've got Coca-Cola, Hershey, Lululemon. There's an enormous number there, enormous number of companies there. Diageo, a massive global company, Verizon. So this thing is gaining quite a bit of steam. Facebook makes 98% of its annual revenue from advertising. They're promising action. Advertisers say it isn't enough. So it's going to be a very interesting start to the week there as well, Mike.
Numbers, please.
25,015 on the Dow. As I said, down 730 points, 2.84%. The S&P 500, 3009, down 75. And the NASDAQ, 9757, down 260 points. The FTSE 100, up 12, 6159. Obviously, Friday was before we saw the weakness in the US. So the Nikkei was up 252 points, 22512. Shanghai Composite, up 9, 2979. The ASX 200 gained 86 points on Friday, 5904, up about 1.5%. We gained 5 points in the NZX 50, 11,129. On the currencies, we're going to start the week at 0.6416 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9350 Aussie, 0.5720 euro, 0.5201 pounds, 68.82 yen. Gold stronger again, $1,771.29. Brent crude, $41.02.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Nice start to the week, and we'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth at .co.nz.